Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Comic-Con Stars for a Thursday, July the 5th. This is Dr. John live in downtown Myrtle Beach coming to you in the busiest spot in all of South Carolina and probably the Mid-Atlantic. It's been great down here last night. There were thousands of people joining us as we ushered in the evening of the 4th of July. It was just a lot of fun. As I said last night, we had over 2,500 people in Plyler Park. You couldn't even move on the boardwalk. And Carolina Caricatures, we were all over. We got a brand new location now, the Boardwalk Bonanza, which is the old pavilion location that was hopping with the Jumbotron TV and food vendors and everything. And of course, Cody and I were there. We were also at our location on Boardwalk, and we were in Plyler Park, and it was beautiful. I posted a really neat picture of the sky wheel last night, red, white, and blue, along with the flag blowing, and the whole crowd dancing to the Cupid Shuffle. So it was really a lot of fun last night. Very, very busy, and in fact, so busy I didn't even know what day it was. All I knew it was July the 4th, but it was wonderful being in Myrtle Beach and seeing the economy improved and people happy and having vacations. So just glad we had a wonderful, wonderful time there last night, and we're having another one tonight. It's been very busy here on July the 5th. So that is the wrap from the Boardwalk in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the hot destination right now. And it's good to be here on Comic-Con Stars tonight. We've got a wonderful event coming up here in about 2 days. We've got the Jacksonville, North Carolina Comic-Con. That's going to be at the Red Carpet Inn, 701 North Marine Boulevard, the newly renovated Red Carpet Inn. It's very nice there. And we've got a lot of vendors coming in, a lot of stars. So it's going to be a bunch of fun. I thought we would have a little bit of a preview session tonight, and then hopefully everybody that can will convene with us at the Jacksonville, North Carolina Comic-Con. So I think it's going to be fun this Saturday, July the 7th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And more about that, I do want to say hello to our round table of co-hosts. Papa Stroh, good evening. How are you doing?
Great to be here.
Thank you, sir. Glad to have you here. How's the weather up there in Jacksonville?
I've been out of town, actually. Yesterday I was in Southport for UPAB Pro Wrestling.
Oh, that's right.
And,
oh, yeah.
This morning I was at the studio for WWAY for Good Morning Carolina. And it's been a bit busy few days, but all is well, and looking forward to Saturday, July 7th.
Well, great. Well, we're glad to have you. Glad you're having some wonderful things going on there. Dave Atwell, how's everything on your end?
Hey, going well. Trying to wrap up things here at work so I can go home, get a little bit of rest, come back in at 05, do the same thing over. But when I'm done doing that tomorrow evening, that's when we go over and set Jacksonville Comic Con. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing everybody. That's despite my book series and all that kind of good stuff, best part of every con is just going out there and catching up with the con family. So it'd be good to see everybody there. Want to wish everybody safe travels, and looking forward to a good show.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We got some fun things to talk about. And Todd, you're up there. You're in our outpost in Indiana. How are you doing tonight?
I am outstanding. The supernatural. I'm happy to be here, gentlemen. I am excited about the Jacksonville Comic Con. I will be with you there in spirit.
Well, that's great. We'll do some Facebook Live so you can see what's going on. But yeah, it should be a blast. I know that our guest last week, Josh Alexander, what a great gentleman, He is going to be our director of cosplay and in charge of the cosplay competition. We've got some nice things going on with that, and you'll have some wonderful judges, and we're going to have a great time with that. So just so that everybody knows, the cosplay contest entry is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon starts the cosplay competition. So I think we'll have a good crowd. There's actually been a good bit of buzz about that. So I think that'll be really good. I made some posts this morning. We've got, of course, one of the premier gaming providers in Jacksonville. We've got Lion's Eye Games. That is actually run by an enlisted gentleman. And so he and his wife own that, and they're going to be there, even though there is a pre-release of a couple of games on Saturday. They're going to be with us, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So looking forward to having them there. We're also going to have the local escape room there. They're going to have some of the gadgets that you would experience if you were in an escape room situation to see if you can figure out how to get out of them. They're going to have two tables worth of those things, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You'll
awesome.
Be able to go down the line, you know, determine if you want to mess around with it or not and go on. But escape rooms have become very popular. We've got three of them here in downtown Myrtle. And now, guys, do you have one that has opened in Jacksonville yet? I think maybe – I know we got a couple in Wilmington, one in downtown Wilmington and one out there in Ogden, the Ogden area of Wilmington. But are there any escape rooms that have opened in Jacksonville yet?
Well, I know we have one, not in Jacksonville proper, but definitely one at Mac Daddy's has one going on. And I'm not sure if the other one is still there. It was right near Piney Green, right there on the Freedom Highway. And I seem to recall it opening a couple of years back. Haven't heard anything since, but I know the building's still there, or was when I left Jacksonville.
Yeah, okay, yeah, out there on Freedom Highway, that's essentially Highway 24, right, Todd?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was out there heading back to the Myrtle Beach last week as we were up there doing a little bit of promotion and everything. So, Papa Stro, you're going to be doing a Q&A for us, 1 p.m. Eastern Time at the Jacksonville Comic-Con. What can people expect, and get us ready for that one, if you would?
Well, 1 p.m. Eastern Time will be, like you said, will be the Q&A I will be having with taking some fans for the Jacksonville Comic-Con at Rick Harbin Inn Saturday, July 7th. And we're looking forward to hearing some interesting questions from everybody and talk some road stories and interact with all the other great people that will be there on hand for the Jacksonville Comic-Con. Looking forward to seeing all the great talented people there as well. And then later on that night, I will be wrestling at the UPWA Pro Wrestling event in National Guard Armor in Wilmington, North Carolina, bell time, so that's 7:30. So it's going to be a busy day for Saturday, July 7th, but looking forward to the Jacksonville Comic-Con and UPWA Pro Wrestling event in Wilmington.
Right, and then you've got something very special coming up on Sunday, don't you, in Charlotte?
Well, actually, the Dust series, I'm starring in as the Chief, will have the season finale at 12 noon this Sunday, July 8th. It's on their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/DUSK series. It's been a great season two, and looking forward to the upcoming season three pretty soon. So if you haven't seen season two yet, go to the Facebook page, the Dust Series Facebook page, and catch up on all the episodes leading up to the season finale this Sunday. It's going to be a very interesting episode, which is going to be segue into another awesome season three for the Dust Series. So for anyone that's a fan of the series, definitely a must see.
Awesome. Now, for those of us that don't get to catch it very often, what happened in the last episode or two leading up into this last episode so that we can kind of be caught up if we haven't seen a lot of it, but we'll be able to join you on at noon for it. What has been happening in the last couple of episodes? Do you mind sharing that with us?
Well, the best way I can sum it up, and which I'm not going to give any spoilers away for this Sunday, so
you no,
have to watch
don't,
episode,
don't
like
do that.
Like everybody else. But with that being said, and to sum it all up, there's a mastermind plan being laid out to where a lot of your supernatural phenomena are going to have to take sides. Some will be choosing to save mankind, and some won't. So it's leading to season 3, which will a lot of your supernatural phenomena is going to have to like pretty much draw the line and take sides and fight for. Some will be fighting for mankind, and some won't. It'll be pretty interesting, especially with this season finale that we segue into later on with season 3.
Okay, so it'll be time to pick sides. That sounds good. That sounds very interesting. We'll get to see who does that. I'm gonna try to watch that at noon before I have to get back out here. And if you heard that, no, that was not a gunshot. That was some fire. That was a late firework from the 4th of July. In case anyone heard that, that just exploded right over there. But that's great. Well, super. And I know it's been rewarding for you to be in that series. I see you at events, and people love talking to you about it. And you got this great season 3 coming up. I was just talking to Ronald Rossman this morning. Just such a good guy, and so very helpful on a number of things. And we'll all see him at his wonderful event, the Carolina Fan Expo. That's October 13th in Hickory, North Carolina. I will be there. I think Papa Stro, you'll be there, correct?
Yes, I'm one of the featured guests for Carolina Fan Expo. So looking forward to.
That's right.
Seeing one in Hickory, North Carolina, for sure. And he's got some big surprises coming up for Camp Carolina Fan Expo, so keep your eyes and ears open for some really exciting upcoming announcements.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, Ron's a great guy, and we want to be there, and we'll be there. We'll support him, so that will be really, really good. So that's good. You're going to be doing your Q&A, and then you've got wrestling that night, and then you've got, of course, the dusk season. The end of the season and moving on to season 3. So that's great. We're glad certainly glad Dusk has made it that far along. Said we're going to have some great cosplayers there, some local, some regional. So we've been very fortunate to have a lot of them call in and say that they wanted to join us. Now, David Fights, who has the Star Wars fan group.
Truck.
Pardon
Star
me?
Trek. Star Trek.
Did I not say that? Honestly, it's been a long week. If I didn't say Star Trek, it is Star Trek. Thank you, Todd. Yeah, they'll be there doing a Q&A and talking at noon on Saturday. And then at 2 p.m., we had, of course, Josh Alexander last week on Comic-Con Stars. And Josh is going to talk a little bit about how cosplay pulled him out of the dump, so to speak, out of some depression, out of a place he didn't want to be, and has put him on top of the world. Josh, of course, told us last week that he's an invited guest now at the Salt Lake Comic Con, which is wonderful. We're very, very pleased that great thing has happened to him, and he's going to talk a little bit more from 2 to 3 about how cosplay has changed him and how cosplay is good for families, and I think it is. I mean, I guess you can say the family that cosplays together is likely to stay together, so that's a that's really a good thing. So we're glad that's going on. So Todd, now what are some of the things that you're going to be missing? Because we know you're up there in Indiana. What are some of the things you think you're going to be missing? And we'll make sure that as much as we can, we'll catch you up on those at some Facebook Lives. So what are some of the things you'd like to see going on in your former home? Somewhat former hometown now.
I tell you what I will miss is a number of the familiar faces. Of course, obviously, you know, y'all are the easy choice with that right up there. But when I'm going through, there's a come to know of many of the authors. And I don't know you know, I didn't see who you had lined up amongst your various authors, but a number of the artists that are around there. And, you know, you just have a series of regulars, and there's always just so much new talent. There's always something new to see, and that's what I look forward to seeing. It's just going to be seeing old friends and making new ones. That's what kills on these Comic-Cons. Just kills.
Yeah, well, what we will do is we will try to get some photos of some artwork from some of the regulars and some of the newcomers. We know, of course, Ernie Suggs is going to be there. He's a wonderful artist. He's from Florence, South Carolina. Been around a number of years, and he does some great things. So we're going to have Ernie there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, Papa Stro, we're of course thrilled that you're going to be there with us, our featured guest. Things that you particularly enjoy about having a Comic-Con in your hometown.
Well, first off, the travel, because it's right there.
Yep.
You know, there's so many great things to be part of. You know, supporting local business. I'm a firm believer about supporting local business and having the local community get involved and have everybody pretty showcase and help each other out and scratch each other's back pretty much in a sense. And having an event to bring everybody together of all ages, which is really, really, really cool. And with that, so it'll be great to see everybody interact, get together, and meet some very talented people that you wouldn't probably normally do or experience. So and enjoy great activities, meet some great people, and just enjoy yourself. I mean, that's what Comic-Cons are all about. You know, people of all walks of life getting together and having a great time and interacting and engaging with each other and showing what a talented group of people we really are. So it's a wonderful deal. It's a win-win for everybody, and I encourage you guys, if you're near the Jacksonville, North Carolina area, to come be part of Jacksonville Comic Con. It's going to be a great experience for the whole family, and come out and support all of us and spread the love.
That is exactly right. Now we've got one brand new vendor that's coming that I'm particularly excited about. And that is, they're from Salisbury, North Carolina, but they're about as nationwide and cosmopolitan as they get. It is Dead Ed's Clothing. So they got some great zombie wear. They've got some great costumes, and they're going to be there. I'm really looking forward to it. And along with Dead Ed's, because you can also, they've got some great zombie wear. We'll have Bill Stein, the great makeup artist from Wilmington. He will be there doing face painting and showing off a lot of his work. So, I mean, that's going to be a lot of fun. Bill, as we know, did the Lizard Man costume that we had a couple weeks ago, and he's just very talented. He does a lot of work in the film industry there in Wilmington. So we're really glad to have him. And now, I got a phone call because not only do we have Jacksonville coming up, but I'm going to move over just a little bit to another event coming up, which is the Cape Fear Comic-Con, which is going to be August 25th in Wilmington, North Carolina at the Coastline Conference Center. I got a phone call from director Mike Roberts. And Mike is working on new film, and the stars in that film include Will Williams, our friend, and also include Ryan Williams of Vaughn. And the whole cast and Mike voted to let us do the world premiere of this film. It's a horror film. We're going to have more information on it coming up. But, in fact, we're going to have Mike on and hopefully Will and Ryan talking about it. But they're going to let us do the world premiere of this little horror film at the Cape Fear Comic-Con. And it's a big honor to let us do that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And so just thought I would mention that. That's just one of the great things that we've got coming up. And I'll go ahead and mention this, we've got in conjunction with Eno River Media. Now, Papa Stro, you know those folks. You know Anthony, right?
Oh, yeah, very well.
Yeah, we're going to be holding. They are responsible for one beauty pageant in North Carolina right now, which is the Miss Carolina Lily pageant. They run that out of Raleigh. But Anthony called me last week and said, John, we'd like to put together another beauty pageant that has to do very much with nature in North Carolina. We already celebrate the state wildflower of North Carolina, which is the Carolina Lily. And so we had an idea and wanted to see, because your Cape Fear Comic Con is right in the middle of the only place in America where this plant grows. And I don't everybody laugh or say, John, the joke is.
I know where you're going with this.
It is the state carnivorous plant. It is the Venus flytrap. So we are going to put on the inaugural Venus flytrap, Miss Venus flytrap pageant. We're going to want to have some celebrity judges. And Papa Stroh, when I see you this weekend, I'll ask you and see if you'd like to be part of that judging crew for Miss Venus Flytrap. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to compete in cosplay. They're going to answer questions about nature, about recycling, about the environment, and they're going to represent Eno River Media and the Cape Fear Comic Con as they go out and about with the state carnivorous plant. And you know, what's interesting is the Venus flytrap, as I've found out, is becoming an endangered species. And the only place you can find that plant is right around the Wilmington area, extending from New Bern down to, believe it or not, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, in the swamps. So Papa Stroh, I'll talk to you about that and see if that will pique your interest to join the judging crew for that one on August the 25th. Is that okay?
Interesting. Venus flytraps, bacon cookies, and world peace. I'm down.
Hey.
Well,
thank you.
I won't be there for the cookies this time, guys.
Well, that's right. But you know, we'll have some. But
hopefully they can make good cookies. You know, they won't burn them in the oven.
So you're suggesting that the contestants bake cookies and we also judge them on their culinary skills?
Well, I mean, it'd be interesting to see what type of skills they would have, you know what I mean, leading into the
That's a great idea. I'll talk to Anthony, and we'll see if we can't add that. I mean, I think that's a great – I think that's a great addition, because, you know, we want whoever this young lady is to be graceful, to be smart, to represent the state carnivorous plant, and – have a lot of intellect, as I said, and especially be able to bake cookies. So that's kind of going to be a good thing.
Organic ingredients.
And if they can sing the same song as Little Shop of Horrors, they'd be shooing.
Well, now, you know what? It's interesting that you mentioned that, because we're going to have a little bit of theming off of Little Shop of Horrors, because we all love that. And thanks. That's a really, really good one. Now, So thanks a lot, and I'll get with you, and we'll get you with your judges pack, because we'd certainly love to have you. And now we know Dave Atwell's kind of in and out right now. Dave, are you with us right now, or are you out and about?
No, I'm still here at work, but I am listening. Get ready to leave here pretty soon, but yeah, everything's good. Looking forward to the show and all the excitement and everything. So what you got for me?
Well, I was just talking to Papa Stroh about the Miss Venus Flytrap pageant that is going to be held at the Cape Fear Comic Con. And we'll be, of course, talking that thing up at the Jacksonville Comic Con and getting some folks excited about that as we become progressive and move forward in ways that some folks wouldn't call progressive. But I think celebrating a lot of the beauty and wonder that we have in North Carolina, I think that's just a great thing. So Dave, are you going to have any kind of new, how can I put it? Are you going to have any new offerings, or are you going to have some circulars or flyers about anything coming up in the Hunger series?
Actually, I think we're going to be good to go. I'm crossing my fingers. I don't know about having a I'll wrap up in August when it comes down to having them published by the end of August. I'm going to give it a shot. A lot of things are turning around here at the Hunger Central. So, I mean, it's all coming around, and it's time to go ahead and get back into gear and start getting that stuff out. I will have plenty of art, plenty of books, and hopefully with any luck at all, we will have book number four, and if we don't, I'm sure we will definitely have it by the following Jacksonville Comic Con on November 17th. So
I can see it now. Miss Venus Flytrap wins the competition, gets crowned, and one of her prizes is a copy of the Hunger series. She opens up the book, and here's Seymour. Here's the Venus Flytrap from Little Shop of Horrors come out.
Audrey.
And sings, feed me. She's like running from the Venus Flytrap down the stage.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well put, Bob.
He's a Venus Flytrap and not a bear trap. Those are the ones you got to run from.
What if her name is Kim Reed? Just going a little WKRP. Just saying.
Be like a warp scene from The Deer Hunter.
Oh my goodness. Well, I tell you what, we'll see how it goes, but I think it'll be good. It's great working with Eno River Media on this. They're a class act all the way, and we're going to have a blast. So we'll see how that one goes. And, of course, Dave Atwell has agreed to chair an authors panel. And Dave Atwell will be welcome to get back to me if he wants the 11 o'clock slot or if he wants the 3 o'clock p.m. slot for his authors panel. So those will be our four panels. Dave, that's a hint. Get back with me and let me know tomorrow so we can put that up on Facebook page.
You're the scheduling guy. Good. I'll show up. Just
wow.
Come over there and stomp the dressing room door. Hit the old 2 minutes, Mr. Atwell.
Exactly. Well, we're gonna have a great time at the Jacksonville Comic Con. I will be up there at 5 p.m. tomorrow to meet with Dave to start getting some things ready. I hope Papa Stroh can join us, and I'm gonna try to. I will mention this a bit later to you, Papa Stroh, but I'd like to get together with you prior to us setting up that room and get our plans together for some great things that we got coming up. And so what I'll say is it's great to be with my friends tonight. It's a busy, busy night in Myrtle Beach. Duty calls. I've got to get back out there with Cody, Elisa, Chloe, and Abby as Carolina Caricatures as we're having one of our really good evenings. And then I'm going to be gone for 2 days up in Jacksonville. So I'm going to have to attend to a few things. But I wanted to say thank you to my friends at Comic-Con Stars, Papa Stroh, Dave Atwell, for being with me tonight and all of us having a good time talking about not only the Comic-Con coming up this weekend, but some upcoming events that are going to be fun, educational, and a great time for all. And, of course, always family-friendly. So I guess what I'm going to say is signing off from the Boardwalk in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the sun and fun capital of the world. We will see you next week. Comic-Con Stars, 9 p.m. Eastern. And thanks to all my buddies for being on tonight. We really appreciate it. We all do. And we'll see you. And Papa Stroh and Dave, we will see you tomorrow and Saturday at the con. Todd, be sure to let me know what you want pictures of, and we'll do some Facebook Lives to keep you in the loop with the Jacksonville Comic-Con. So everybody have a great one. We'll see you soon, okay?
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Safe travels.
Big Hugs Group. Knock 'em dead,
yeah.
Group, gang.
Absolutely.
All righty. Take care. British lady hadn't come on yet, but we'll have to check out. Take care.
Right on. I'm signing off. Safe travels. We'll talk to you tomorrow.